live content accounts for almost a quarter of global viewing time. Live video generates 27% more minutes of watch time per viewing than on-demand video. Live streaming is a $70 billion industry. What does it all mean? Let's find out on the Why I Go Live podcast with Coach Kirk.
Welcome back to the Why I Go Live podcast. I'm your host, Kirk Nugent, and I want to share something with you. You may have heard it before, but I'm going to say it again anyway. Your live stream is your digital storefront. That's right. There's no better way to go from busy and broke to peaceful and paid than for your ideal customer to see you do your thing live. And when they see you do it live, fam, it's a wrap. They don't need the taste test. They don't need the ad campaign. They're ready to book the business because they saw you at your best while live. There's something magical that happens while live. Let me share this stat with you. Nearly a quarter of U.S. internet users have been watching more live streams since the pandemic. Like, real talk, since the pandemic, the consumption of media has gone up across the board. 24% of internet users in the U.S. report watching more live streams in a recent survey. What's all the rage about? What could we be missing? Subtagline of the Why I Go Live podcast is, could live streaming be the missing ingredient for your success? Here to help us answer this question is our guest, content creator, brand strategist, and media minister, my guy, Walter Jeanette. What's good, fam?
What's going on, Kirk, man?
Oh, man. I'm so excited to have you here, man. It's been too long. It's been so long that I almost have to reintroduce you to, like, to, you know what I'm saying? You haven't been on the How It All Works audience platform for a minute. So, absolutely, bro, just take a second and just share a little bit of the things that you do. We know the brand strategies. We know that you're a content creator. Yes, but share people a little bit of what you do.
Absolutely. So, in the famous words of Jay-Z, allow me to reintroduce myself. You know, my name is Dub, better known as Walter Jeanette, but as Kirk said, feel like family and in a strange land at the same time.
Come on, it's
been some time, but shout out to the How It All Works family. But yes, yeah, sir. All things come from a graphic design, you know, background. And I'm going to say something that's probably going to get me in trouble, but I didn't want to be a waiter anymore. I didn't want to take orders, you know, so I didn't want to get paid for just, you know, what I do with my hands. You know, I felt like I had more genius that was, you know, waiting to be unlocked. So, you know, I moved over to the brand strategy side, and that's really been my focus. And I've been able to take brand strategy and kind of combine that with content strategy. And so that's what I do, you know, all around that, you know, as well as with ministry, media, and all those different types of things. So you can find me in all of those different places, but I'm pretty much doing the same thing all the time.
I love that, man. There's such a convergence of what you do, of course, what I do. And that's why I love having people like you on the podcast to chat it up. Man, I'm tempted. My audience knows me. I like to go down the rabbit hole, but I'm going to leave it alone. But I am tempted, though. I will say, just the way you framed that, like, yeah, I didn't want to take orders no more. That is the story of my life. Like, I didn't want to take orders no more.
And it's no disrespect to isn't. Like I said, we won't go down that hole, but I even said this last night, you know, while I was live. So it's no disrespect to my graphic design friends. It's just that so much of the design world is you have to educate people how to treat you, you know, and so that can get exhausting. You know, if I have to educate you on the importance of me as it relates to what you're trying to do with your brand, business, ministry, organization, that can get exhausting. And it's like, in a restaurant, what do waiters and waitresses do? They pretty much work for tips.
That's it.
And too many designers are working for tips.
Oh, God. I'm done. So, I'm trying my best to stay still.
Kirk, you already know how it goes when we get on the platform.
I know it. I'm like,
ain't nothing changed.
Nothing changed. Listen, it's right. Like, it's literally been like a year and change, and it's like it was yesterday. Real talk.
Absolutely.
I'm so excited to have you here, man. Listen, HIW fam, thank you guys so much for coming through and hanging out with us today. This is still the Why I Go Live podcast, even though we're about to take a huge dive off the deep end. Listen, you know, so you talked about being live last night. Mm-hmm. You talked about shifting from, you know, there's so much in what you just said. I'm trying to pick one. But the truth of the matter is, man, there's a lot of education that happens.
Absolutely.
One of the things that I know about my live streams is that because I live stream, the clients will see it and realize, oh, that's what he means. I was apprehensive. I was resistant. I didn't want to do what he was saying. But now that I see it in his live show,
they get it now.
I get it. So when you said there's a lot of education that happens, I'm sitting here like, oh, wow. And even before we actually went live in the pre-show, I was saying like, man, I just wish that, you know, some of my clients would show up the way that you do, you know, with the studio. But man, listen, this is the truth. This is the Why I Go Live podcast. And we ask everybody this question, insert drum roll right here. Walter Jeanette, why do you go live?
Honestly, Kirk, I mean, you just gave me like the greatest Hail Mary, the greatest alley-oop ever. I mean, because it goes back to what you said, and going live allows me to just be my authentic self. Boom. You know, it allows me, everybody knows Think Media, everybody knows Sean Kendall. If you don't, I don't know what planet you're living on. But his most famous catchphrase, at some point, you just got to press record. And so live stream allows you to just hit the button and just take all of, you know, the nuances of editing and hooks. And yes, there's a science to it. There's a flow, there's a strategy even to going live. But for us, it gives us an opportunity to just really woosah, spend time with our audience. And I feel like this is the way I can be my most authentic self. Right, for my audience and give them the most value. YouTube, there's strategy, there's systems. You know, you can go watch 1,000, you know, videos on how to make better videos. And I'm my authentic self when I'm making videos, but I'm thinking about retention. You know, I'm thinking about conversion. I'm thinking about all of these things. Live stream gives me the opportunity to just kind of say, okay, yo, take a little bit of the pressure off yourself and have a conversation. I don't get to have a conversation with my audience while I'm recording the video, you know, because a thought may enter my mind while I'm recording. And I'm like, man, I know somebody may have a question. So live streaming, I can actually look at the chat and it breaks up the monotony of everything we have going on. So it's no different. Me and you are like, we're just talking, we're conversing. Yeah. Right now. That's the beautiful thing of going live. So I know for me, for my audience, and also I've been gone for a minute. I had to say, okay, what's going to allow me to be the most consistent? What's going to allow me to put a system in place where I can show up, not have to worry again about all the nuances and trying to figure out the schedule? Mondays, 7 p.m. Eastern time, create, inspire, and solve. We're live. And I'm like, when it's done, it's done. I let AI take care of the rest. That's another conversation.
That's a whole other conversation.
I showed up. I'm good. I done gave y'all at least an hour worth of content this week, and everything else on top of that is just icing.
It's icing.
So, yeah, that's why I go live, man.
You know, people make it difficult. Why make it difficult? I had a couple podcast episodes ago. We had a lady on. She is a relationship coach. Her and her husband are relationship coaches, and they were talking about how live streaming actually saved their podcast. Because they were about to call it quits. They're about to fold that thing up. They said the amount of editing, she was editing out ahs and ums and all kinds of stuff. And it was getting to the point where they were like, this is not sustainable. Hours on hours trying to get each and every episode out. And then they decided to try live. And they were like, she said that there is an exhale that she had when she realized that they hit the end broadcast button and the video was immediately available for replay. And she was like,
you can't beat that.
Boom. Done.
You can't beat that. If you're a creator, I mean, it's no different than we can do it. Like, let's look at it from a ministry standpoint.
Oh, come on.
Like imagine as a pastor, you know, if you're having to sit there, preach a whole entire sermon. Now I got to go back and worry about, okay, I need to edit this, edit that. Yep. I got to put scriptures here. I got to put annotations here. I got to do all of that. Whereas a live stream, it's just like we do every Sunday. Now, granted, if you're in ministries like, you know, we are and some people are, you have the benefit of having staff
that can kind of take,
you know, care of that hard work for you.
As we've seen
with the pandemic where churches have kind of mobilized, you know, outside of the four walls and a lot of ministries we see exist in the same, you know, environments that we do right now. It takes the pressure off and you can just breathe and you can just exhale, man. And it's like, man, it's like, why wasn't I doing this, you know, before? What I'm saying, years ago? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Man, I was doing all kinds of work. I was, man. When I think back before live, I'm just like, man, it was the Wild West. It was the Wild West.
Listen.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Look. We're doing really well. We're doing really well. So I'm gonna push right across the line here. I wanna ask you this. I mean, somebody like you who kind of dabbles in several different lanes, similar to me. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so great interviewing you to hear some of the perspectives, because sometimes, right, you know, you'd be in your own head and you'd be like, oh, I'm the one that really thinks like this. So to hear it back from you, I'm like, okay, I'm a normal person. But no.
We are normal.
We are normal. Absolutely. I don't know about the rest of them, but we're normal. But no, you're in the graphic design lane, brand strategy lane, content creator, several different platforms, really, you know, experiencing growth, had to take the break. You're back now, getting your sea legs under you, got that rhythm, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. What is one of the craziest things? And maybe it wasn't crazy, but what is something that you can say, all right, this happened to me because of a live show, like, or this popped up because I went live, or this scenario happened in my life because, and I could draw a straight line back to me going live. Share with us something, one thing, two things, or whatever it is you got. Share with us.
Money happened because I went live. Yo, it's as simple as that. I think, like, people don't understand, like, legit during the pandemic, you know, when the whole entire world was shut down.
Yes, sir.
Like, God blessed me to walk through so many doors because I was able to show up like this.
Yeah.
Because people say, oh my God, like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you using? Matter of fact, I don't have the time to figure it out. Can you come do this for me?
For me.
And so one of the biggest contracts that I ever had in my, well, I'll say two, came directly. I saw your live stream. I have no questions, concerns, whether you're capable. These are the dates. Are you available? Can we do this? And boom,
boom, boom.
And I know, and people be like, is it really? I'm like, no, I'm serious. Like, I'm not even being funny.
Wow.
And it's like, and I think the only regret, not a regret, but because everything has a reason and a rhyme and a purpose. But I think the only downside when I kind of looked at things was like going back to the couple, like, what have I been doing the whole time? Like, why didn't I do this, you know, sooner? Ooh. And you know, as my grandmother would say, you know, God has a way that's mighty sweet. So again, I don't dwell in spilt milk and all of that, but it's like, man, if me being my authentic self, me saying, okay, what is a weakness, I'm actually now turning into a strength by not being perfect, but just being present for my community and for my audience. And just showing
the
up.
Alliteration.
If that opens up that kind of door to where now all of my equipment is paid for, somebody else paid for it.
Come on, talk about it.
One of the podcast episodes I did many moons ago, I'm like, yo, y'all are asking what kind of camera are you using? Forget the camera. If you put out the content will pay for the camera. Your community
will pay for the camera.
The community, the people that are consuming your content, they will furnish,
they will
you need. They will take care of it.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
You know, it's just like you said with the studio. Are you willing to take the investment? Are you willing to be Kev on stage?
Come on.
Are you willing to do what him and his wife did and say, okay,
example.
It might take 10 years, but if I gotta bank on myself.
Yeah, I'm betting on me.
To lay this foundation. Ooh. If I'm betting on me and my family, you got my back when I look crazy to everybody else. Let's do it.
You know,
that's why I go live.
That's
so I can look crazy to everybody else.
Because I want to look crazy to everybody else. Oh, that's good. Oh my goodness. You know, that is the thing. We have been dancing around it for weeks now, right? Mm-hmm. We had Luria Petrucci on, and Luria says, I convert at a higher level because I'm
a higher level. Right.
And one of the things you said, especially with those two contracts, largest contracts you've ever had. One of the things you said is that they came saying, we don't have any question of your abilities. We just want to work with you. Are you available? Here's what I want to say to somebody out there. That question was not generic, meaning they weren't looking for someone to produce it. They were looking for Walter to produce it.
Right.
There is a difference in trying to close business when your ideal customer is not just looking for someone. They're actually looking for you. And everyone else gets judged based on you. If you were not available, now it's like, okay, let me go to Kirk, or let me go to somebody else. And now I'm getting judged based off of what they saw Walter do. See, that's the thing. And the other piece I want to share here real quick, we've been dancing around this concept. Why do you go live? Why I go live? Here it is. Here it is. You're investing, you're betting on, you're banking on
man.
Live streaming is you banking on you. Oh,
man. Kirk, there's so much in what you just said. If you're not, my rule of thumb with people is, if you don't go back and look at videos and laugh at yourself, scratch your head, be like, what were you doing? You're not doing it right. No. Even as a photographer, people that have never been in front of a camera, I said, yo, it is the most awkward moments. It's when you feel weird that it actually comes out the best because it's the most candid. Yeah. Like, you get the best response. And I tell people, if you're not showing up wrong, then you're not doing it right. If you're not doing it wrong, you're not doing it right. Because the thing is, we're perfectionists. People, we live in this, especially designers. That's another reason I wanted to shift away from the design world, because it would stop me. That's even with thumbnails. I had to stop being like, bro, stop making this more difficult. Like you need to invest the time in it, but get out of this brain that you have that's like, stop overcomplicating it. You know what to do. Simplify it. And it's just show up and be present. And I'm not trying to reach a million people. I'm not trying to reach the algorithm. I'm trying to reach my audience.
Boom.
And so I can provide value to my audience, and they appreciate when I show up like this, because it's like, whoo, man, Walter, I don't know what you was talking about in the other video, because I had to stop, look. Stop. Now I can say, let's take the time and let me kind of walk you through what it is we're doing. And people appreciate that so much more.
This is a masterclass in and of itself. I don't even have a clue how long this is so far, but what I'll say is this. Y'all, make sure you are following this man. Make sure you are following this man. He didn't just tell us why he goes live. He gave us the entire sermon, the altar call, the appeal. He's got the oil out. He's ready to anoint folks. Listen. Is there one? Is there two? Is there four? Listen,
will there be? Please, come on. We ready. We are ready.
But listen, no, on a serious note, man, I want you to take a second and tell people, you know, where they can find you and follow you. Of course, we're going to put some of these links in the show notes, but if you have like a project coming up, maybe a series that you're doing, take a few minutes and kind of share some of that.
I think the biggest thing I'm doing right now, and we kind of hear this now, it's trendy, but it's not really trendy. Right now, we see there's a movement on YouTube, like anti Mr. Beast. Basically, it's anti-retention editing. It's like, as far as I'm concerned, is live streaming.
Basically.
So what I'm doing, my main series right now is kind of uncut. And that's literally the name. It's a playlist on my page. So if you're really trying to connect with me, YouTube is where I'm living.
Yes.
Like, I have a Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. I'm around. But if you want to see me on a regular basis, YouTube is where I'm living. Come on over to YouTube, because it allows me to kind of do this and engage with you. But the uncut thing is basically, it allows me to do this. It allows me to just get the things that are going to be most valuable to you, that you know, it's the intangible things. Like, I talk about branding a lot, and people don't understand it because it's intangible. More people care about the marketing. Well, in content creation, what's the marketing? The camera, the microphone, because people want to be seen.
Yeah.
Because we think, like, if I show up with an SM7B or with a Rode PodMic USB, or if I'm shooting with a Red Komodo, like, who cares? Yeah. Like that's marketing. Again, that's how you feel about yourself. I'm trying to make a great impression on people that are viewing me. Mm. But branding is how your audience feels about you. Yeah. I don't get to control that. I get to influence it. So that's why I'm doing the uncut series, where I can say, yo, let me give you everything that everybody else is not going to give you.
Yeah.
Not to say I'm saying they're doing something bad. I just want to keep it 100 with you.
You got to do you. That's it.
Yeah. I want to tell you what people not telling you. I want to tell you that, yo, like, let's keep it real. Some people got lucky. They were blessed. Timing is everything. I'm not discrediting their work. But that's the type of conversation we're going to have on my page. Like, I'm not knocking their work ethic, because it's great. But let's keep it real. A lot of these creators, they hit it at the right time. If they tried to do it today, it would not work. That's why you need to come over to my YouTube channel, because there are some people who are afraid to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it.
There's a lot. Ooh, there is a lot that was just said right there. Listen, Walter, I'm gonna talk to you after the show is done, because I need to have you come on a different show so that we can chat about what you just talked about right there. But listen here.
Right.
This is what I want to say as we get ready to land, fam. what you are sitting in right now. There's a feeling, there is an idea that's coming up to your mind. Things like the fog is clearing.
It's clearing.
And you're starting to see clearly, like, wait, that's what is possible.
Right.
If I were to actually put one foot in front of the other, if I would actually take a bet on me in 2024, if I was actually invest in myself,
right,
and go live.
That's it.
You might be having that feeling right now, and I want to challenge you to take the step. I want to challenge you to try it out. There is a message you want to get across. You want to serve at scale. There's live streaming could be the missing ingredient for your success. And I want to challenge you. And I want to tell you this, right here at How It All Works, we are creating a community where you can take that step in a safe environment and be cheered on and applauded the entire way. Check us out. But I also want to make sure you check out my guy, Walter Jeanette, with the Uncut series here on YouTube. I want to say a word of thanks to you, Walt, for coming through, hanging out with us today. Absolutely phenomenal information that was shared. Definitely answered the question why he goes live. And for my fam out there, you know, it's your boy Kirk Nugent, the Geek Speaker Preacher. Thankful for your time and attention. Hoping that somewhere in our discourse today, you were able to peek behind the veil a little bit, you know, have that light bulb aha moment. Essentially, what we're saying is we're hoping you're able to figure out how it all works. And we'll see you, family, around these internet streets or in the next audio stream.
Why I Go Live, hosted by Coach Kirk, is a Composition production. Real streamers, honest stories, and incredible impact. Add your voice to the conversation. Go to kirkrnugent.live/member to join the community. And let's figure out how it all works.